Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could come on in, guys. It's all good, right? We might as well have the guys come in right now. Why not? We got Pete Wentz and Andy Hurley, my boys from Fall Out Boy. You just sit right here. Pete, you want to come over here? All good. However you guys want to do it. New album's out, studio album. So much for Stardust. And sadly, from a man to my right, he has to live through another year of the Chicago Bears sucking.
Oh, I'm not a Bears fan.
I know. That's what I was looking this way.
I'm a Packers fan.
And you lost Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
anyhow,
good.
It's Andy, Pete. How you guys
Sayonara.
Doing? Thanks
good.
For coming in.
Hanging.
Oh, hold on a second. Sayonara? The guy won the Super Bowl. The guy's won a bunch of MVPs. And you're ready to kick his ass to the curb? Why?
Because he knows he's
it's time, man. It's time.
Yeah. It's time.
You got to move on, you know?
Time to lose with Jordan Love. Okay.
It's lose with Aaron Rodgers or lose with Jordan Love, you know? So
Andy, let me ask you a question.
I think he gives us our best shot at going to the Super Bowl, but it's not going to happen right now. So
if you
might
could,
as well start.
If you could speak to Jet fans listening right now and give them a little taste of what it's
God.
Like having Aaron Rodgers as your starting quarterback, what would you say to Jet fans? What are we going to have with your former quarterback, Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, I think he's one of the greatest ever. Mm-hmm. Throw the ball, you know, and I think you kind of know what you're getting in terms of this side of the spectacle with how long we're having to wait for all that stuff.
Yes.
And I understand that's out of his hands because it's negotiating. It's probably waiting, you know, for a certain day for capital, like all the stuff I don't understand.
Yeah, it's a little convoluted
about sports, but
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Jets have a chance to go to the Super Bowl with him, that's for sure.
We also have a chance to.
And I feel like you got a better chance than the Packers would.
That's true. And we also know we'll beat the Bears every time we play them, because that's what Aaron Rodgers does.
And I support that.
I'm not a super big
100%.
Bears fan, just so you guys know.
Oh, I'm not a Bears fan.
I hate the Bears, though. I hate the Bears.
You have a Bear dislike. That's fair. Pete, are you a fan of a specific team or no?
I grew up a Bears fan, but my family kind of, when we moved to Los Angeles, my kids don't root for any of my teams, any of the Chicago teams.
Yeah.
So we root for the Rams together, I guess. So,
got it.
Yeah.
Got
but
it.
I grew up with my old man going to Bears games and commiserating. So I like, you know, when they do all right, I hit him up. He doesn't even care if they do all right.
He's given up, he's done with them, huh?
I think he likes it being bad a little bit. You know what I mean?
I know.
If they get good, because I happen to think the Bears have a chance to be really good, like real soon, would that rekindle your interest?
Listen, I grew up a Bears fan, so whatever. I'm not like going to be a fair weather fan, but I do. But I care because my dad cares. You know what I mean? And I grew up doing it. I don't know. I think that like I like the way I look at football also like now is so like through a fantasy lens that I'm just like, I care about all this stuff and I don't care about everything at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The problem is you get jaded as you get older.
Yeah.
Right? Sports mean it's not for everyone because that lunatic over there is a bigger sports fan now than he was when he was nine.
Feels like that.
You have kids, they have different interests, obviously. Maybe they don't even like sports, whatever the case may be. So sports becomes less important to you, especially if you're not living there. Like I imagine if you still lived near your dad or in Chicago and your kids were Bears fans, you'd probably view it somewhat differently.
Yeah, and I'm a big Cubs fan, big Bulls fan. I still like the Bears. I just needed like one thing for my kids and me to like agree on, because they just like hate on all the other stuff, you know. So it was like the one. It was like our one shot at it. You know what I mean?
I gotcha. So, did you guys ever do the anthem?
Patrick did the anthem at the Cubs. World Series. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool for the Cubs.
Yeah. Was big. That was big. And I went to that with like my old man, and he thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. You're like, I know the anthem singer.
Totally.
Anyhow, so Fall Boys, the 8th studio album called So Much for Stardust, is out tomorrow, I guess, right? March 24th, it's out. And give me a little taste for your fans of what to expect when the album drops.
Well, I mean, this is the first album that we've made in 5 years. It's definitely a lot of guitars. It's a big Fall Out Boy album, and I don't know. I think we got a new video coming out tonight. There's just like a bunch of content, as the industry says.
I've always wondered about this. When you guys, any band, we've had tons of artists come through here. When you have the level of success that you guys collectively have had, which is obviously the dream when you get started 20 plus years ago, and the fans have demands. Like, you guys go in concert, the fans want to hear certain songs. Mm. They know every word. They want to sing it with you. And you're like, I've played that song 1.7 million times live. I just don't want to play it anymore. Do you ever feel like you become a slave to the success? Like, you know you got to play a certain song, and you just don't want to play it anymore.
We've been getting asked this question a lot lately. I don't personally have any of our songs where I'm like, I don't want to play that anymore. There's songs where like I'm like, oh, like one person's yelling for a deep cut and we're in an arena and I'm like, this is not going to work out very well. You know what I mean? Like,
it's the one guy you hear, right?
Yeah, yeah. We've done this before and it does not work out very well. But no, like we don't have any songs like where I'm like, oh, we. You know,
right? I tell you, I saw Billy Joel at the Garden a couple months ago, and he did something that I've never seen an artist do before. He has like, you know, whatever the song is he's going to play on the piano, right? And he goes, "Listen, I'm going to play a song. I'm telling you, none of you have ever heard of. Even like, who, you could be my biggest fan. You don't know this song, but I happen to like playing it. So go to the bathroom, go get a drink. It's going to be 4 minutes and 30 seconds. When I'm done." I'll go back to Glass Houses, and you're going to love that, but I'm playing this for me tonight.
For me, yeah.
Yeah, and I've never seen a guy do that, and he was right. Everyone's looking around like, I don't know this particular song. Let's go get a beer. And that, like 18,000 people went to the bathroom and went to get a drink.
That's funny.
And I thought that was brilliant. I never saw a guy do that before.
When you sell out 20 gardens in a row or whatever it was, do what you want.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost 100 now.
Are you guys going to go on tour?
We are. We're going on tour this summer. We start at Wrigley in Chicago.
Wrigley.
And then...
is that cool to do it there?
Oh, it's insane, man. I grew up going there, so it's just, you know, legendary. And it's like the only time my dad's been like, you guys did all right.
You know what I mean? So that's like proof to him that you're a success.
Is it better for you guys doing it at a stadium, outdoor, or in an arena, sound-wise?
An arena is a controlled environment, so it's much better. Obviously, like, you control the weather in the arena. You control the sound is usually
better,
right?
But a stadium's cooler. I mean, it's huge. It's like
that view for you guys must be awesome.
You went
seeing
to
that.
Games there when you were a kid. Like it's an experience,
and it's also an experience to go to it, right? Like to go to Wrigley, to go to Fenway, because like these are legendary places, and we're like experiencing it together, which is pretty
plus
cool.
So you could tailgate, make a whole day of it, especially if you go through a whole summer tour now. I don't know how.
Can
I
swear?
You can't swear on this show, no. But you, I mean,
we'll take a crap on the field because you hate the Cubs.
Yeah, I mean,
I respect that right there.
I know a lot of people where their babies were consummated at your concerts. I can say that. Now we have a guy on our staff who's a little nervous right now. He's kind of bashful. It's the big fellow back there on the right who is a huge fan of your guys. Matter of fact, when your A&R guy Eric Olson told me about the album. And played, I guess, one of the new tracks a little while ago, a few weeks ago, for us to hear privately. He went bonkers. And he also fancies himself, you know, a bit of a performer. So I figure
he fancies me as a bit of a performer, to be honest with you. You mentioned once you don't think you're a terrible singer. And suddenly I think I'm the, you know, the bee's knees at singing.
Yeah, well, you might be in trouble. It's possible.
And I just do want to say, like, my sons love you, like Immortals and Centuries. I think Immortals is the Big Six, Big Hero Six.
Yeah.
That's I've gotten more into it recently because both my kids love it. And I'm not sure. And Patrick, I think, does the Spider-Man theme song for that.
Yeah.
He loves that. So, like, you guys are my two kids' favorite band.
Oh, that's cool.
Music right all the time.
A whole new generation. You get involved with Pixar, you're done. It's a wrap. Yeah, that check never stops coming, right? So
sounds good enough. My kids are fans.
What song might you want to sing for the boys there, Big Mac?
Well, Patrick is a very difficult.
He's not here.
It's hard to sing, but I'll try some.
Which one do you want to do? Maybe a medley.
No, I'm not going to do a medley.
It's okay with me if you want to do a medley.
We're going down, down in an earlier round, and sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be your number one with a bullet, a loaded god, complex, cock getting bullet.
You're going through to Hollywood.
There it is.
There you go.
You got it.
Good work, man. It sounded good.
Remember me for centuries. It's impossible to do that. How am I going to do that?
You sounded good.
Sometimes her dust turns to gold, but you will remember me. Remember me for centuries.
There you go.
You're beautiful.
You don't get that everywhere. You just don't. So you want to go on tour
with
them?
Yeah,
is that the idea? Or no?
Do I want to go on tour with them? Sure. You want to take me to Wrigley? I'm in.
If they were like, listen.
Let's go. I'll grab on a field, whatever you need me to do.
You're going to open for us at Wrigley. They're not saying that, of course, but if they did, what might you say to that?
If they want to take me on tour with them?
Yeah, you can become a roadie.
Can I have like a six-month sabbatical from the station?
Yeah. No problem.
Okay,
no problem.
Yes,
we got
I'm
you
in.
Covered for 6 months.
Do I want to go be a roadie for a rock and roll
you
band?
You
want to
be a fall-out boy roadie? Yes.
I want to sit here and be put in awkward positions all day.
Do you want to call your wife first, or are you going to leave it to band when they walk out?
I think she'd be cool with it. I'll take the kids along. They'll have a six-month sabbatical, too. Who needs to learn how to color? You know? They'll figure it out.
Yeah, that'd be a pain in your ass. Because his kids would be like, sing it again.
Sing it again. You ain't kidding.
Sing it again. Are you going to be in Cars 4? Sing it again. Sing it again. Do you ever get tired of it? Like, do you ever want to just take a break and not play music or make new music? Or are you always thinking about, you know, a new song, a new idea, a new concept? Like, how's your brain work?
Always creating stuff, but I mean, we definitely took 5 years
for
the
albums.
Last album. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, always creating stuff or, you know, making things. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Like, I'm the same way. Wouldn't you say, Evan? I can never stop being creative. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, that's you can't even take a break.
Yeah.
When you go to the restroom,
I got
so
nine
creative.
Jobs. Like, it's just nonstop creativity.
Yeah.
Right? He's the big sports guy here. I unfortunately was hired not for my sports knowledge. My own boss told me that. Most powerful sports station in America. And the guy actually said on the radio, we didn't hire you for your sports knowledge. Nice. I'm like, it's kind of a shot.
Or it was a great compliment.
I don't know. It's kind of a shot. Have you guys ever come close? And I apologize if it's an obvious answer. I'm just asking a question that you're tired of talking about. Where you go through like the obvious, you know, growing pains of success, and you're like, F you! Oh, yeah, screw you! Your song sucks! And you don't talk for 6 months, and then you realize, you know what, we're actually better together, let's get back together. Does that ever happen with you guys?
Not like that, really. I mean, I guess we do sometimes not see each other for a while, but we're all pretty good friends still. It's not really like... I mean, I definitely think that it's more, like, magical when it's the four of us on stage, but, you know,
You said the same thing, Andy? You agree with that?
Yeah. We're definitely friends, and I think whenever we have things we don't agree on, it doesn't happen like that.
And what's the deal? Is there a vote? How's that work? Because, like, here, I just make every decision. Do you guys vote on things?
Think he makes every decision. It's a perfect strategy.
It's 2-2. Who breaks the tie? Like, how does that go? Who's got the hand with you guys?
Well, I mean, it rarely goes to that. Like, you know, I don't think it really gets to 2-2 usually. But I think also, like, you default on something that someone usually knows more about. Like, if Andy's talking about the drums or whatever, like, he just has more expertise on that. So, you know, you
got it.
Yep.
Okay. I guess it'd be silly to tell the drummer that doesn't know what he's talking about. Have you ever had a guitar player say to you, you're playing the drums too fast? Because I've had that happen. I was playing a Weird Science once with an 80s cover band, and I don't play regularly. Like, by no means am I a pro or anything. I'm not. And they asked me to help them sell tickets, and they wanted me to play a couple Joan Jett songs. So I go in there just to be a good guy and help out, and it's, like, not all that difficult. It's a pretty basic drum, right, Joan Jett? And the guitar player comes over to me, and I'm doing them a favor. And he's like, my man! You're playing too fast. I'm like, dude, keep up. You're an 80s cover band. How hard could it possibly be, right?
I feel like I used to play way faster, but I've slowed down.
You slowed down while you're getting old?
Yeah, my old age.
When you got that neck tattoo, did it hurt? That had to have been painful.
Yeah, that's why it's not finished.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You got to color that
in, what's it supposed to be?
It's a snake that kind of goes down.
Yeah.
But
Evan, you want to get one or not?
No, I'm looking at it like you are a tough guy. I would be screaming in agony on my neck like that. When did you get it? When did you start getting it?
A while ago. 2013 I started it, I think. So I feel like at this point it's...
It's pretty much finished at this point.
I was going to say, so you're not going to finish it at this point.
Yeah.
Someday.
All right, so the band, the album is called So Much for Stardust. It's out. There's a video tonight, I think, that gets released.
New video, yeah.
New video tonight, and you guys can download the entire album tomorrow. Is the tour coming through New York at all? You doing Jones Beach or PNC?
Forest Hills.
Forest Hills, right over there in Queens. That'll be great. Is that the only local show the guys got going on? What do you got, Tommy?
I think.
And you are doing PNC. All right, great.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll swing out and see the guys at PNC.
Are you doing other baseball stadiums besides Wrigley?
We're doing Fenway, and then we're doing a soccer stadium in L.A.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Doing Wrigley and Fenway is pretty damn cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, if your kids come to you and say, Daddy, I want to be a musician, is the answer, do it? Or is the answer, like, learn from my life and maybe become a lawyer? Like, how do we do that?
I mean, to me, with my kids, like, whatever they get into that's, like, a positive thing, I support that. I mean, I think they are not super interested in it because they see kind of how the sausages are made or whatever, but, like, they're kind of, my one guy is, like, really into piano and stuff, so.
Right. It's weird when you go from, and I'm not sure how old your kids are, but where daddy's really cool because there's access to stuff and they see stuff, like, behind the scenes, and I'm sure you've had them out on stage before the arena's filled or even during it. And then, like, I have a 22-year-old, a 20-year-old, I've got a 12-year-old, and I've got an 18-year-old. And this is going to happen to you at some point, all you guys, where you're no longer that cool.
Yeah, I have a 14-year-old.
So you're not cool anymore, right?
Yeah, it's like a very different thing.
It's crazy, though. Because for so long, you are really cool.
Yeah.
And even though they've gotten to a teenage, and it's weird, right, because they're going through puberty and all that stuff, you think you're still pretty cool.
You just think that you're going to be the cool parent. But like, but no one is. You know,
it's one of the hardest things about being a dad. You're a rock star and you're Craig Carton.
Yeah.
But to my 6-year-old, I'm the coolest, and that ain't going to change.
No, it's going to change.
I'm going to be the coolest forever.
Trust me.
It ain't going anywhere.
At some point, they're going to be like, wait, mommy went to Princeton and you didn't? There's going to be a seismic change that's coming.
What's the age when that changes? Like, do I have a couple of more years?
Right about.
I feel like it's like 13, 14, okay. I think, and it shifts quickly.
Really? Yes. Now, the good news is it does eventually come back.
Comes back, right?
Yeah, like, they go from they know everything, daddy's not cool, and then it's like, daddy, you have to knock before you come in my room, or daddy, don't bother my friends when they come over. But then there comes a point where they just need money.
Yeah, totally.
And as soon as they need some money, and by the way, I don't get this, like, my 18-year-old's like, hey, dad, we're going to Wawa. It's like a convenience store, right? I'm like, all right, for what? He goes, that's where we hang out.
I know. Yeah.
And I'm like, why? He goes, well, they got good chicken sandwiches there. And by the way, can I get 20 bucks?
No.
And that's the extent of our conversations now. That, and hey, can you get me tickets to a Mets game? That kind of stuff. Well, look, it's great seeing you guys and having you here. And we'll definitely swing by when you hit PNC Bank.
Sweet.
And again, the video comes out tonight. The album is tomorrow. It is a Fall Out Boy. It's their first album in 5 years about. It's called So Much for Stardust. And I'm glad you guys are doing well. Like, we're big fans.
Thank you.
And
thank
obviously, we read what you guys go through. And I just think, if I can just be personal for a second, having dealt with, certain things in my life, what you've done for mental health is, like, I'm getting chills thinking about it, is significant. And so important. Like, I deal in the world of addiction, specifically gambling addiction, where the suicide rate is double, drugs and alcohol. And I get calls from kids, and I lived through it, where I was going to jump off a ski lift a number of years ago. And only because I picked up the phone, a good friend answered the phone, I'm sitting here today. So that's real tangible to me. And for someone like you to share your story, I thank you.
Thank you.
Because it legitimately saves lives. Thank and that's, so I'm not paying lip service, that's real.
Thank you.
So I appreciate you doing that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.